You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Come on in. Come on around the backyard. Let's talk about your house, your home, your castle, or your cabin here at Rosie on the House. Well, by many reports that I've seen over the last 4 months, Phoenix is the hottest housing market in the country. Fastest growing county in the country. Little old Buckeye is the fastest growing city in the country.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Buckeye.
And Buckeye is not what you would call a water-rich environment. So we want to talk water this hour and what it could or couldn't do. As I travel the country and I visit with other contractors and real estate specialists and developers that aren't familiar with Arizona, they always see me as being a builder remodeler in Phoenix as kind of a self-defeating thing. Rosie, sooner or later, you're going to run out of opportunity. Your state's going to run out of water. You're going to have to stop net in immigration. And I tell him, Arizona's really in pretty darn good shape. When you compare us to New Mexico, Nevada, Utah, we've done a very, very good job in Arizona providing a water supply that's going to go on for generations. And we've brought in someone that's very familiar with the topic, Donna DeFrancesco. Donna, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Conservation coordinator for the city of Mesa.
That's right.
For 20 plus years.
Yes, yes.
Kind of the state's water use it wisely ambassador.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I think so.
And water is such, I'm still one of those guys that still gets my morning newspaper. I love my morning newspaper. Mm-hmm. And the morning newspapers have been running a series, as they do periodically, on the condition of water in Arizona. Yes. And I don't think, I mean, you're like a charter member of Water Use It Wisely, and I think what y'all came up with was perfect. Not enough. What's the line? Enough to use, not enough to waste.
Yeah, right. Never enough to waste. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Don't want to be wasting water, do we?
So there are several cities in the Phoenix metro community that are more water rich than others.
We all have different portfolios, is how they talk about that.
and then you slip south in the Pinal County.
Yes, yes.
And it becomes a little bit more stressful conversation.
Sometimes.
And then even down in Pima County.
Mm-hmm.
Water's for fighting.
Water is a very complex topic in Arizona, isn't it?
It is
amazing.
Unbelievably and like complicated.
Like you say, there's been incredible amount of information in the news. I think it's great that the Arizona Republic has been putting a lot of information out there for the public to help them understand. And it's like you say, Arizona is, you know, we have built and we maintain this elaborate and sophisticated system of water supply, and it's based on multiple resources. So, you know, a lot of what's in the news right now is the shortages in the Colorado River, because, you know, there's a lot of states that are tapping into that water. And then with climate change and some of these weather conditions that we're having, it is stressed and the water levels are lower than normal. So that's been happening these last few years, especially it has gotten, you know, very serious.
That cotton.
Yeah.
Or melon farmer in Stanfield really prays for a lot of snow up in Colorado and Wyoming.
Right.
You know, and that's where his water is going to originate.
Right, Right, right. And then luckily we have the Salt and Verde River system. So we have the snows that we have up north. I hope you checked the snow level for us while you were up skiing.
I did.
Just recently?
Did.
did you poke your ski pole down and just see how many inches we were storing?
I stuck my head down a couple of times.
got a good look while you were there.
I can tell you the snow's at least 8 inches deep.
But very good. That snowpack, though, of course, will be our water sources later. And what's good to know, and I'll mention this fact right now. Last year at this time, the Colorado River system, the reservoir system, was at 45% full. This year it's 52%. That's actually a great, great improvement because we did get all those snows last year. Right now the snowpack for Colorado looks really good. It's over 100% above normal.
That's right.
They're about 10 inches right now and through the system. For SRP, right now we're at 81%. Our reservoirs are 81% full. Last year was 63%. So those are things that, and that's why we have these elaborate systems and reservoirs so that we can store water for a later time when we do need it. And, you know, we've been really lucky. You know, we've had, when we do, we also do use some groundwater, especially here in the, you know, in the urban areas. In the rural areas, they use a lot more groundwater. And then we do reclaimed water. So we're using, we're making great use of that water, wastewater, after we've treated it. And we can use it for landscaping. We use it for Palo Verde Nuclear Power Plant to help, you know, cool the towers.
In Scottsdale, they use it for brewing beer.
I know. Yes, exactly. They're reusing it.
I drank some
of
that water.
You did have some, didn't you?
It's delicious, too. Rome, you can't tell.
Romy and I drank that water.
A little extra depth of flavor?
Oh, yeah, it was as pure as it can come.
Well, good for you. Good for you. So,
but now, and water usually wisely.
Yeah.
What are y'all up to now? Y'all've got this plant campaign.
Yeah, we got a spring campaign, and it's all about, you know, one of the things we know that people are out there, and especially this time of year, we get all excited about doing new landscaping in our yards. There's a lot of new homeowners out there. There's a lot of, you know, of young people who are just getting their first homes, and I've had some calls from people saying, I'm just trying to figure out everything I need to do at my home. So hopefully they're listening to you, too.
Hopefully they are, for their sake.
That's right, to get good information. So we know, you know, we started Water Use It Wisely, as you mentioned. It's been up 20 years now. We started it in 1999 just to be an outreach campaign because, you know, as you know, we're all distracted with so many things. We just want to remind people, don't forget to save water. So we now have 20 partners valley-wide, and we just have these great tips and information. We created this very robust website that has all kind. We have blogs every week that's all about landscaping issues or indoor water savings, even things like what's going on with water here in Arizona. And so we wanted to be able to get people to the site very easily, especially with our landscape information. So we started this campaign for spring, and it's going to be Water Plant It Wisely. So that
I love it.
Yeah. I'm on that website right now. It's lovely. It's very easy to navigate. Great big bold lettering for each category.
Yeah.
So exactly what you're looking for is very easy to find. Beautiful photography.
Right.
I mean,
you don't
have to guess what plants. And you even have a plant of the month.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Yes, we do. And then, excuse me, you can access all of that at any time. We still have our Water Use It Wisely site, of course, but this is kind of a microsite where we can focus all on that landscaping information and to really feature some of the amazing plants that we have here. And the idea of the Plant It Wisely is you're planting water conservation, you're planting shade, you're planting maybe fragrance, and all these things that your plants can do to have this incredible functionality in your yard. And mostly we want people to understand with these desert adapted plants, native plants perhaps, or from deserts around the world, that they're just going to be easier to maintain. They're going to be able to withstand our conditions. You know, a lot of people think we can do tropical plants here, and we can, but it gets challenging with our cold winters. You know, we have those cold nights as well. So our desert plants are adapted to all that.
Yeah, and if you try to take something like tropical, you're going to be putting more water on it than need be. We can get really beautiful color with just native and adaptive plants.
Right, right. And so that's what we're trying to show. And also, you know, just all the other resources that we have available. You know, you guys mentioned the Drab to Fab Backyard Rehab.
You were talking about it
before we came on. Water Use It Wisely did that contest a few years ago. And it was such a cool project that we did, and we had over 11,000 people enter the contest. So we knew people Fantastic. Were really, really excited about getting a backyard rehab. And so we have, since we knew it was so popular, we did a video series of the actual install. And, you know, really showing those steps that you have to take to put in a landscape. Because even I had to sit there and think about it. So, you know, like, what are those steps? And so as we were figuring that out, we were like, this would be great to videotape. The videos are about 5 to 7 minutes each. And it just gives you a good idea of, you know, you start out, you try to figure out your design. And, you know, we talk about how to hire experts if you want to. But we also have a lot of good information for those DIYers who want to be out there doing it themselves as well. So
I think the thing that's so critical about plant it wisely is people look at their water bill and they start wondering, how am I going to consume it more responsibly?
Yeah.
How am I going to shave this a little bit?
Right.
And so they quit running their faucet when they're shaving.
Yes.
They quit running their lavatory
when
they're brushing their teeth.
Right.
But I don't think they really realize, on the average, 70% of their water bill is consumed from the outside of your house to the edge of your property. 70% of your water bill is swimming pool and landscaping.
Right. That's exactly right. And that's a great point, Rosie, is that indoors, and especially now with a lot of our new efficient fixtures, if they're WaterSense labeled, that means they're even more efficient than the federal requirements. So if you get a WaterSense labeled toilet or WaterSense labeled showerhead, you know every time you're using those fixtures, you're saving water. It's a no-brainer. It's easy. And that's what we call efficiency. Now, the other part of it is behavior change and education and being more mindful of how you're using water. And that's what they have to do when you're working outside. Because outdoors, there are smart controllers out there, but it's really tough. That's really up to you to monitor and to you know, use that water wisely outdoors. And that's what we're trying to get across, is how to do that.
This is Donna DeFrancesco.
Yes.
From the city of Mesa, the conservation coordinator and the ambassador of Water Use It Wisely is here to talk about Plant It Wisely. And we're going to keep this conversation going
Excellent.
Right after this short break.
All right. Thank you.